I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics.
Yes, it is.
And a couple more weeks and this decade is over.
The whole decade. You know, I didn't even realize that until the other day.
Yes.
The whole decade.
So let's look back at the year. What are our faves?
Two of my favorites jumping right out are some of the longest movies of the year. Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Got it.
One of the only movies I have seen multiple times in a theater since I was a young college nerd. Also, Scorsese's The Irishman.
Yeah. All right. And that's a 3.5 hour, babe.
And neither one of those movies feel long to me. They feel like a nice road trip.
As we look ahead toward the Oscars, I'm just wondering whether Irishman will have a chance.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know what? It might be a little muted. That's always what stood in the way of Scorsese dominating at the awards, is because his films are usually too violent, stylistically experimental. This one is not that.
Yeah.
It's quiet and contemplative.
Yeah. And given its length, I'm wondering how many Academy people will actually see it. Here's one that even as our show broadcast might be out yet.
Mm-hmm. Uncut Gems by the Safety Brothers.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
See, we're talking also performance here.
Right.
So you're talking Adam Sandler for sure being nominated.
You said he Al Pacino's Pacino.
It's over the top a bit. It almost looks as if he is mimicking Al Pacino, but Al Pacino wouldn't be caught playing this role because it would be a parody of him. Now, here's one that I think is going to get the best foreign film. And I think there are two, Parasite and The Farewell.
Could be a crossover.
Yeah.
Hit, like Crazy Rich Asians.
And Farewell is much more palatable. Parasite's just a little wild. It's a South Korean movie about grifters who invade a family. Class warfare about it.
Beautifully shot and composed. That slow burn. It dangles a carrot in front of you every 10 minutes or so. So you just keep following it down this inevitable path.
Yeah. And Farewell is about saying goodbye to grandma, but not telling her that she's on her way out.
Right.
And so
another interesting hook.
I know, right. I'm torn between the actor and the film, Joker.
Okay.
The actor for sure is going to be nominated.
Yes.
May in fact win.
Right.
But Joker the film?
Because it's so derivative of Taxi Driver and King of Comedy, I don't think you can recognize it as a Best Picture contender.
I got it.
Yeah, you're right. Spot on the performance. One of the most startling performances of the year. I think the movie is a really smart parlor trick. Taking the Scorsese templates of Taxi Driver and King of Comedy and then layering over top of them this DC comic villain origin story. It's really entertaining. The portrait of this man's decline in mental health, it has some importance to it. But you're right. I don't know that it's a Best Picture contender.
And I always remember you're telling me about the physician who expected nothing and went and saw this, and after that decided to use that in his
first
clinic.
Classes. Yeah, for sure.
So one of my favorite, Ford versus Ferrari.
Fun movie. It's got some great throwback chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, that Redford-Newman kind of chemistry between
Christian Bale
and Matt Damon.
As in a race car motif here.
I enjoyed it immensely. I guess it would be at the bottom of my favorites list of the year. You know what I mean? There's nothing really kind of elevating it, I don't think.
Right.
Knives Out and Marriage Story.
Yes. Knives Out, okay.
Okay.
It's a confection as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. You talk about derivative. Whoa. Its humor and charm is that it is derivative, and it knows that.
That old whodunit formula, breathing some new life into it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Visually, it's astounding.
Oh, it is.
The shots and the editing is great. And of course, it's fun to have Daniel Craig.
You can't go wrong taking your family at holiday time to see Knives Out. And you mentioned Marriage Story.
Yeah.
And there's a brilliant Noah Baumbach and Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. This is a trio that worth looking at. And at least half of our audience has gone through divorce.
Yeah. It's a very moving experience. Keep talking about the performances this year, sometimes being better than the movies.
Yes, yes.
Definitely. Adam Driver needs to be nominated for this movie. His 1-2 trick here in The Report, which he's terrific in. And Scarlett Johansson, again, just continues to... She's got a 1-2 punch this year with Jojo Rabbit and this movie.
Looking at L.A. and New York separating because you have to be on either coast. And I wonder about modern marriages with talented people, how they even navigate this. When we do go around town talking about the Oscars in a couple of months.
That's right.
People will listen.
They will listen. And this has been a really great year.
It is. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.